And so they prayed for courage and then entered the water. Christian began right off to sink and cried out,
"Oh, Hopeful, I sink in deep waters. The billows go over my head. All his waves go over me."
"Be of good cheer, my brother. I feel the bottom, and it is good."
"Oh, my friend, the sorrows of death have compassed me about. I shall not see the land that flows with milk and honey."
And with that, a great darkness and horror fell upon Christian, so that he could not see before him. Also here, he, in a great measure, lost his memory, so that he could neither recall nor intelligently talk of any of those sweet refreshments that he had met with in the way of his pilgrimage.
"Now, you dead man, Christian."
"Oh, woe is me. I fear that I shall die in this river and never get me in at the gate."
"Courage, brother. He will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able to bear."
"Your sins, Christian. Remember the sins of thy youth. Foolish jesting, lustful thoughts, wasted time."
"But my sins do rise up before me and sap me of courage. Oh, wicked man that I am."
"Be not afraid, brother, for your sins have gone up beforehand to the sanctuary, where our high priest doth minister in our behalf. If they be come to thy mind, it is because Satan doth seek to bring upon thee Jacob's trouble."
"He doth minister for they that be good, Christian, not for thee."
"But I see ghosts and hobgoblins and evil spirits. Back! Get thee back! I am no longer thine."
"Yea, but thou art, and evermore shall be. Down under with you."
"Help!"
Hopeful, therefore, here had much ado to keep his brother's head above water. Yea, sometimes he would be quite gone down, and then, ere a while, he would rise up again, half dead.
"Brother, I be sinking down."
"Thou be dying, Christian, dying without hope of life."
"I feel the seaweeds about my head. The pangs of death do devour me."
"Here, brother, get thee up. Here ye be. Plant thy foot on this solid rock."
"Oh, woe is me. Woe is me."
"Nay, put thy whole weight on this rock. I perceive that it be a chief cornerstone. Do you feel it?"
"Yes."
"Now only look. I see closely by us the gate and men standing by with hands outstretched to receive us. Only be not faithless, but believing."
"Not for thee."
"No, not for me."
"Yes, for you."
"'Tis for you, they wait. You have been hopeful ever since I knew you."
"And so have you, my brother."
"Nay, you are but a sinner."
"Nay, for surely if I were right with God, he would now arise to help me. But because of my sins, he hath brought me into this snare and hath left me."
"My brother, you have quite forgot where it saith of the wicked. There are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not troubled as other men, neither are they plagued like other men."
"And how doth that help me?"
"Do you not see? These troubles and distresses that you go through in these waters are no sign that God hath forsaken you, but are sent to try you, whether you will call to mind that which hitherto you have received of his goodness, and live upon his naked promises in this thy distress."
"Could it be? Could it truly be?"
"No, not so."
"It is even so. And in his name I bid thee, evil spirit, to be gone." "And to thee, dear Christian, be of good cheer. Jesus Christ maketh thee whole."
"Oh, my."
"What is it, my brother?"
"Oh, I can see him again. He speaks to me of faith, hope, and courage. He saith unto me, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee."
"Then be strong, Be of good courage.
Yes. Yes, I shall. I do thank thee, dear brother. Without thy help, my faith had like to fail me.
Then they both took courage, and the enemy was, after that, as still as a stone, until they were gone over. Christian, therefore, did firmly anchor his feet to the solid rock, and from that moment the rest of the river did grow the more and more shallow. Thus they got them over.